really hope that's what they call like the folder with important stuff. Can you put this in the folder that has all the important stuff? Like, that's what it's labeled as? Uh-huh.
Folder of important stuff.
Or is it just a folder that says important stuff?
No, it says this is the folder of important stuff.
That's what I mean. It has to be labeled, this is the folder of important stuff.
But if it's a folder that just says important stuff, isn't it saying a folder of report of important stuff is a little redundant?
Right, it would be. But I'm saying it's funnier that they have to put a whole
it's
label
like, look at
that
this
says,
sky that's blue. It's
hey,
blue
look
sky.
At me. I'm a label that's filled with important stuff. Put important stuff in me, and that's the whole label.
No, I'm not a label. I'm a folder.
But you have to put the label on the folder.
Right, so I'm a label on a folder of important stuff.
You're a person.
I am?
Yeah, you're not a label.
Oh.
I'm labeling you.
Don't label me.
You can be labeled.
So what you're saying is the label should be written as, I am a label of this folder of important stuff.
Yes.
Now you're then there has to be a label saying, below is a label that is labeling the label of important stuff.
Well, that's redundant. You don't have to label
that's
the label.
That's redundant.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
You have to make sure you understand that this is the folder full of important stuff. But to have a label saying that this label is declaring that this folder is full of important stuff is just absurd.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We also need to have it say on the actual folder itself without a label, folder of important stuff, right?
Now you're getting all over the place here.
How many labels are we talking about?
Well, you got this is the label on the folder of important stuff.
Then you have the label explaining the label.
And then you have the folder.
Wouldn't it be easier just to, like, write in Sharpie?
Probably.
Well, on that note... Welcome back to Shoot the Stuff, everybody.
We have lost our minds.
It has been a very long time since we last spoke to you. As always, I'm Grant.
I'm Brett.
I'm David.
And you'll notice that Ben's not here, and that's because we've killed him. Anyway.
I heard he went to go see Santa before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he did. And I, you know, turkeys already get a bad rap as it is. Mm-hmm. Can we just let them have their day? And maybe not a bad rap. They just get killed and eaten.
Well, but, yeah, here's the thing. I mean, is the turkey really that upset?
Have you talked to the turkey?
No, I haven't.
Then you don't know.
Technically, turkeys shouldn't be upset because this is a holiday where we murder them and eat them.
Listen, all turkey
lives
matter.
That's what I'm saying.
Matter. So
all turkey lives.
Turkey lives matter.
We're 30 seconds in and I just got us in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. So if you have an opinion on turkeys' lives, shoot us a stuff.
And if you think that Santa Claus should wait for his appearance until after Thanksgiving, then shoot it to the stuff.
I mean, I totally believe that.
Do you think that they should also wait for the whole Christmas music thing till after Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God.
Okay, first of all, who owns Macy's? Because whoever owns Macy's, I'm going to kick him in the face. Because their Christmas display goes up in, like, September.
I don't know. Jonathan Macy. I don't know.
Jonathan Macy.
Jonathan Macy.
That'd be great if that was that guy's name. Like, the creator of Macy's was Jonathan Macy.
So, if you are a new listener to Shoot the Stuff.
Welcome.
This is basically what we do. We sit around and shoot some stuff. If you are an old listener, I apologize for our extended hiatus. You could just say that we ended season one, and here we are in season two. We took the summer off. What's new with you guys?
Well, we had the summer.
That's what's new with you?
Well, that ended, so that's old news now.
Right, we had summer and fall.
Fall's pretty much over at this point.
Thank you for declaring.
I mean, it did snow like 2 days ago.
Sure.
And today it was like 50 degrees out, so that was fun.
And now our listeners know how seasons work, so continue.
So we decided, you know, because things got really busy towards, you know, as the beginning of the summer started, everyone was real busy. We couldn't really find time to do this, so we thought, hey, it's holiday season. It's not busy at all. Let's try to strike this up again. So that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, because we don't do anything during
holidays. No. We're Jewish.
How we operate. Well, some of us are.
Oh, yeah. We got David's here.
I'm here. I'm that guy.
No, he's that guy.
Oh, you're right. Through that guy.
Right
I'm
now,
just here.
Ben's that guy.
Ben's
that dead guy.
Dead guy. Dead guy visiting Santa. Wait a minute.
He's going to scare everybody.
I got morbid.
So, again, is anything new with you guys?
Anything new?
I wish I could say there was, but there really
isn't. I've been on a 30-day body cleanse.
You pooping a lot?
Oh, how's that going?
Tell the people the truth.
I mean, not really.
Good.
I mean,
well,
yes,
no, not good,
but
right. Is that
I am, but not any more than I
go as detailed
would.
As possible.
So that was my fault for asking.
Yeah.
I do apologize about that.
Actually, it's been pretty eye-opening. We're doing a lot of healthy eating. No, not the poop, the cleanse.
Oh, okay.
Itself.
my voice cracked. You poop?
You know, it's all about eating healthy right now, unfortunately. We're doing all the gluten-free stuff, but it's like gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, taste-free. Basically, we're eating air.
So basically, right, you're just walking around like Pac-Man, like
you're looking about, for the white light up dots.
You're like
right.
one step away from inedible, pretty much.
Well, no, I am inedible. Don't
well,
don't
no,
eat
I
me.
Mean like the food you're eating.
Oh, well,
you're
actually it's funny. The first day it was kind of like, ugh, what am I getting myself into? The second day, everything started tasting really good, actually. Which I guess is what's supposed to happen.
You just keep telling yourself that.
Okay. It started tasting good.
You just told us that.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to myself.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You gotta hold up the sign. We have self-talking sign.
So anyway, I'm on my third week of this 4-week cleanse, and then we're supposed to continue eating healthy, but, you know, not as hardcore as what we were doing during the cleanse.
Oh, by the way, I have a kid now. That happened.
That did happen.
That's a pretty big change.
That's right. Brittany was pregnant the last time we did this.
Right. So this is the first episode that we're recording where she's not pregnant.
So you have a kid now.
Right. So it's the first recording we're doing where my child is in this world.
She can listen.
Well, I don't recommend
Does that mean
it.
We're going PG?
No.
Or no, she's an infant, so we'd have to go G.
I mean, we could. She's an infant, so she's not going to know the difference.
True. True.
She thinks I'm hilarious. I sit her on my chest. I go, "Hi, Charlotte." And she goes, "Eh." So that's all the approval I need.
That works.
So before she was born, we were doing pretty good eating healthy, going to the gym. And then she was born, and we both canceled our gym membership for the time being. We put it on hold.
Well, you're busy.
And I don't remember what real food tastes like. Because I'm eating everything that's so freaking processed and horrible for you. And like walking down these stairs just now, I needed a break. I needed to catch my breath a little
that's
bit.
Not
because,
good.
Well, we'll deal with it.
There's not that many stairs.
Well, yeah. I could have slid down the rail, but that's not there anymore.
Well, no, Ira took care of that one.
Yeah. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Our cousin, Ira, he broke the banister in my basement stairs.
So
now you're caught up.
Yeah, there you caught up. So. Again, I'm going to welcome you to the show more time because I feel that needs to happen. If you have anything you want to shoot to us, message us on Facebook, send us an email at, and I'm going to overshadow Ben here, an email at shootthestuff@gmail.com.
You're so much better at that.
Because I'm sure all of you were confused. There's no shootthestuff.com.
No, there isn't. Not yet anyway.
So email us at shootthestuff@gmail.com. So I, you know, we've been off the airwaves for a while, and a lot of stuff in my brain has been building up. So I have this nifty little thing on my phone where you can make notes. It's nothing like groundbreaking. It's literally a note taker that comes on the phone.
Oh, nice.
And so I have a few things here.
Hang on,
I'm not
going to
get into
that,
all of it. Yeah.
Before you get into that, you asked us what was new. I told you. You told you, but we haven't heard what's new with David.
I told you there really is nothing new. Absolutely nothing has changed.
Well, that's why I didn't
recording.
Hear anything. So
there
you
go.
All right. Well, wait a minute. That's not entirely true, is it?
Yeah, it is.
There has to be something.
No. There really is nothing new.
Nothing.
There really is nothing new.
Okay.
There's
got to be something.
I am a very boring individual. There's literally nothing that's changed in... When was the last... How many months has it been?
May,
so,
June.
Something like that.
However many months that's been. There's literally nothing that's changed.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not one single thing.
Not one single thing.
All right. Moving on. Sorry, Grant. Back to
no,
your notes.
No, don't ever be sorry for shutting me up. So the problem is I've had this on here for so long, and so I write myself these little notes, and I don't remember what they all mean. Like I write it like little like Cliff Notes version of it, being like, oh, I'll remember this.
Note to self.
I just
Copy.
Opened this up. My second note on here was Funny or Die stick figure balls.
With like six L's?
Yeah. Look at this. Number two right there.
Yeah, that is
I have no idea what the hell I was doing. I don't know why that's there.
You know what? Keep doing. This is funnier. And just think of what you want to talk about, but don't actually talk about it until way after it. And then we can try to decipher what you were thinking.
All right, so what did it say?
Funny or Die stick figure ball. Like in all caps, balls.
Like it's elongated like that. He's not.
So. Oh.
Or Die stick figure balls. Did the stick figure that you saw
no.
have balls?
Okay, no. I do remember this now. What happened? This was like 4 months ago. And maybe it was over the summer, I remember. And I was at work. And you ever, like, you think your phone's on silent and it's not?
Yes.
So Funny or Die put this thing on Facebook where it was a stick figure and it was a live feed and you could type something into the live feed. and the stick figure would say it.
Oh boy.
Now I'm remembering what this was.
So I'm like, you wanted the stick figure to say balls?
No. So I opened the video thinking, and I'm sitting at work, a very quiet office, and I'm thinking the video, like, my news feed is on, at least very, or not my, my volume is very low or off, and I'll just, like, gradually, like, turn it up a little bit. No, my volume was on full blast, and the first thing the stick figure does is go, balls! So,
and the reaction in the office?
Surprisingly, more people were reacting to the fact that I was, like, beat red in the face, trying to hold back my laughter. Because that's, like, the perfect scenario for anything. Just, it's all quiet. It's very, you know, very quiet.
Everybody's working.
Peaceful,
everybody's doing
the only
thing
you could hear is, like, you know, the typing of your, I don't know what that was. Nobody should be doing that in the office.
No.
And then just out of nowhere, you just hear balls. Sorry for anyone's listening to this in headphones. I probably just deafened you.
Probably.
What? With my balls.
You put your balls in there?
Well, whatever. Whatever.
All right, let's clean it up now.
Sorry. Is that too much
for you? I'm laying down the law. Just clean it up, man. Come on.
Testicles. Is that better?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have we really gone, with all the stupid weird shit we talk about, yelling balls is what put you over the edge?
That's too much.
No. The balls in the ear.
Oh,
right.
That's too much. Balls
right.
is okay. But...
Which is funny, because when we would play wall ball, David's signature move was to literally throw the ball as hard as he could
doing
at people's ears.
I didn't do it on purpose, sometimes.
All the time.
Every day.
I kind of did it.
Sorry, I'm making noise, but I kept hitting that.
So, there's one thing I do want to talk about here that's on my list of notes. Have you ever...
Nope.
Well, all right, that's a wrap, ladies and gents.
I might have.
Like, you've loved something as a kid when you're younger, and then you watch it, or you listen to it, or you experience it as an adult, and it's the stupidest, most horrible thing you could think of.
Practically everything in my childhood.
Like, it doesn't hold up the way you remember it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, do you...
No, go ahead.
Okay, so, for me, one of my favorite movies growing up was a movie called Blank Check.
Yes.
You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
I know you have.
Several times.
Sorry.
Even if I didn't want to.
Yes, right.
I've seen it.
So it was on demand the other day, and I was just trying to find something to watch, and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen this movie in forever. What a piece of shit movie. Like, okay.
Well, it
first
is
of all,
the B version of Home Alone, isn't it?
Well, but it shouldn't be, because the kid got $1 million.
Well, yeah.
So let's just get the obvious out of the way right here.
Right.
The kid gets a blank check, writes it $1 million, gets $1 million, and buys a freaking mansion, gets his own chauffeur, has all these giant toys, has video screens... That shit would have been gone after he buys his fucking mansion.
Yes.
That no way does he get to keep anything after he buys that house.
Right.
So now, that was the obvious thing. Like, that's what everyone said. Like, there's no way $1 million could get you that much. Have you ever noticed in that movie how horrible his parents are?
That they never know where he is?
Well, that they never know where he is, and they're horrible people.
Yes.
They're just bad people. The movie starts, the kid's name is Preston. The movie starts
well,
with
that
him,
right there should tell you.
Yeah.
With him having a conversation with his goldfish.
Sorry to anybody named Preston, by the way.
Preston Waters. My name is McIntosh. And who the hell believes that that's a real person?
Right?
Hi there. I would like to buy a house. Like, oh my God. Anyway, okay. And then, freaking statutory rape right there. Like, he falls in love with the bank teller who's in her 30s. He's 11.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
they
oh, yeah.
kiss at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's
did I say Sagittarius? That's not a thing. Sagittarius. Anyway.
What?
Statutory?
Statutory.
That's
rape.
The
correct word.
Anyway.
Well, it's not rape. It was just a kiss.
Oh, no. She was, like, flirting with him, and she'd, like, come to see him in these tight little tiny skirts, and she'd be like, I hope I get to see you again, Brandon.
You never saw the sequel.
Bigger blanker check.
Interesting.
So anyway, the movie starts.
Yes.
And he's talking to his goldfish.
Nothing
and basically, no, not at all. I talk to my goldfish all the time. Weird thing is, I don't have a fish. He's talking to his goldfish and he's practicing a speech he's going to give to his dad about how he should have his own room. So you're thinking, okay, maybe he shares a room with a younger sibling. No, what it is his dad is making his brothers set up their computer stuff in his room because they're running their own business. And they have computers and a whole desk and the whole setup that you need for an office. And then he's like, oh, put it in Preston's room. So his older brothers are setting up this computer stuff in his room. Like, asshole, do you have a garage? Do you have a basement? Like, why should he give up his space?
Right.
For his brother's business or whatever. Then it goes on, and the dad's like, Preston, you gotta get ready for Butch's birthday. And the kid's like, I don't want to go to Butch's birthday. Butch is a bitch. So, or something like that. So
I'm sure it was exactly like that.
So he goes, but you have to go. So he goes to Butch's asshole's birthday, and it's an amusement park where you need tokens to get on all these rides. And the dad's like, here's $6. Have yourself a good time. So the only reason why Preston was invited to asshole Butch's birthday party is so that all the kids can make fun of him because they all don't like him. So he's there getting ridiculed the whole time. Not to mention, he only had $6.
So he couldn't do anything.
So he couldn't do anything. All the other kids are, like, having fun and going on the big rides. And, like, he has to go on the merry-go-round and all, like, the little kiddie rides. And then, let's fast forward in the movie because I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
But, yeah. Okay.
But he...
it was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
So he goes to the bank. Long story short.
Hold on. You don't want to spoil it, so you're going to fast forward to the...
Right, because okay. There's, like, certain just, plot points.
Just continue.
Okay. Sorry.
Fucking Tone Loc is in that movie. What? Why?
I believe it's pronounced Loke.
Look, Tone Loc? Tone... I don't know. I'm white. Anyway. So yeah. He goes to the bank to get his check cash or whatever, and the bank teller's like, no, it's not good enough. So he sends him home. And he's in the parking lot and he's leaving, and this guy backs up into him and runs him over.
And hands him the check.
And that's where we go from there.
Right.
Well, so he gets hit by a car. His bike is wrecked. The next scene is him in his parents' house, and the mom's like, Preston, what did we tell you about taking care of your own belongings? Like, bitch, your kid just got hit by a fucking car. Are you okay? Are you hurt? Oh, my God. Thank God just your bike is broken.
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that movie. That's
a bad movie.
It really is, and it's so depressing because I used to love that movie.
I want you to describe every movie in existence for all eternity. I just want you to describe every movie.
That's all future episodes of Shoot the Stuff, guys.
No.
Grant's going to sit
but
here
but, like,
and
obscure
explore.
Disney movies. That's
right.
What I'll do.
Right.
And the kid that played Preston, I looked it up, he's, like, in jail now because he's on meth. So,
of course.
Clearly,
yeah.
Blank check.
That did it for him.
Cash that.
Because he probably left that movie thinking he can get away with doing the stuff
right.
That he did in the movie.
And he's probably like, man, my parents suck. He was also in a movie with Bob Saget. That's probably what did it.
Yeah, that would end things right there.
Now it's making sense.
So yeah. that's my blank check rant.
Interesting.
We could call that a Grant rant if you want.
That's a Grant rant. That's a new segment on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my very first Grant rant on the show.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, folks. You just heard the first Grant rant.
I don't know if that's a Yeah, David, what's new with you?
nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not one single thing has changed.
See, he understands.
Have you gotten a haircut?
No.
Really?
No.
Shaved?
It's very long. No.
You haven't shaved at all?
This is long for me.
You haven't shaved at all in the past 4 months?
Nothing? Yes, but...
Wow. All right. Whatever.
If shaving is the most exciting thing that's happened to me, that's pretty sad.
See, he's so annoyed with how inappropriate the show has gotten that he just censored himself.
Yeah, look at that.
That's very sad.
What else you got on your list?
You want to know what else kind of is weird and sort of pisses me off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is autocorrect?
Oh, yeah.
It's never right.
No. You want to hear this shit today? So yes. My daughter, I have a kid, by the way. My daughter Charlotte. I think that's her name. She had an appointment today, and I texted... Hang on, I gotta find it.
You texted her? She's an infant.
Well, you gotta start her young.
They learn fast.
Charlotte, come on, you have your appointment. Let's go.
So, I texted my wife today before the appointment, and I said, oh, hi, good luck at the appointment. The only problem is, and I switched it before I sent it, it made my wife sound like a complete badass, because my phone decided to switch appointment to, oh, hi, good luck at the apocalypse.
Because that's a thing.
Right, but why would it take appointment and be like, oh, he's totally trying to say apocalypse? Like, smartphone ain't so smart.
No, they are definitely not.
And I know there's that website, the bad fuck you autocorrect or whatever.
Yeah,
sorry, David.
Where you get all
F you autocorrect.
Yeah.
Let's clean it up here.
As long as we're not talking about balls and ears, we're fine.
But fucking phones, that's
okay. Fucking phones now?
That's what you said. Anyway. Oh, no, sorry, websites, fucking websites.
No, the website is called Fuck You Autocorrect.
Listen,
oh, okay.
I don't
want to
know what you do on your downtime, but continue.
You want to know what I do on my downtime?
No, but, no. He was talking about fucking websites.
Apparently, I have kids, but other than that,
that's just all. You have like eight of them.
At three,
close enough.
Okay,
we weren't good at math,
so I don't know. Like, I'm trying to text people at work, and I shouldn't be doing that, so I'm trying to make it quick. And autocorrect is supposed to be there to help you, but instead, it just makes you sound like the biggest dumbass in the world.
Totally does.
Where it turns like the into he, so it's like, did you get he bread? And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, or it'll take like mine anyway. We'll take like misspellings that I've made in the past and accidentally sent.
Right.
Oh, and it'll change the correct words to that misspelling.
My phone loves to change well into will. Like W-E-apostrophe-E-L.
Oh, yeah, mine does that too.
No, first of all, well is a word, autocorrect, so sure screw is. You. Yeah. I know you're trying to be like, you need some punctuation in here. No, fuck you.
My favorite is when I go to change it, and then it still changes it back, and I didn't catch it again, so it's still sent it the same way. I'm like, son
of
a
dick. I get into fights with my phone.
Yeah, all the time.
It's awful.
This is what an age we live in.
Can't you turn it off?
Probably. But then we wouldn't be able to talk about this.
That's a good point.
Such a problem.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf's back. Let's call back to our very first episode. Episode 2. We won't get into that.
Some things never change, you know?
That's true.
People think we're really cool that Shia LaBeouf's like upstairs.
Nobody would think, he hangs out here all the time. Nobody, even a Shia LaBeouf fan, would think we're cool that Shia LaBeouf just walked into your house.
You don't think a Shia LaBeouf fan would think?
No, they'd be like, that's a little weird. Like, yeah, I like him, but I don't want to be like close to him or anything. He's scary.
I don't want him in my house.
No. Like, well, why is he there?
I like the guy.
That would be the question.
I just don't ever want to be in the vicinity of him.
Like, you know, Channing Tatum like walks into your house, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, Channing Tatum. Like, I do salivating, too. But now it's like, why are you here, Shia? Just, I don't want to talk to you. Please, first of all, go take a shower. Not in my house. Just go find somewhere to take a shower and move on.
He's just here to be an inspiration to all of us.
Just do it. Just do it. So I am super excited.
Why are you excited? Why are you super excited?
One of my favorite bands is coming to Wrigley Field in July.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Foo Fighters.
Nice. Oh.
Got tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Did the Capital One presale. So Brittany and I will be going Sunday, July 29th, see the Foo Fighters at Wrigley Field.
Join them.
Nice. My opinion, probably the last good mainstream rock band.
I could see that. I mean, I get stuck with what I do, not listening to a lot of rock, so I kind of thought they were all gone, but I'm glad to hear that the Foo Fighters are still around.
Dave Grohl probably is my hero, and that's not a pun, because one of his top songs is My Hero. But he's just, first of all, he's a nerd that became a rock star. Like, if you listen to some of his interviews, someone was like, you know, how does Foo Fighters stay so successful? How do they stay so consistent? He goes, first of all, we are who we are. We play the music that we play to. When electronic music became popular, when this became popular, we stuck to our roots and continued to do what we do because it's what we do best. So we're not going to go stray from that because that wouldn't make sense.
Right.
Then, for those of you who don't know, spoiler alert, Dave Grohl is the original drummer from Nirvana. So when Foo Fighters first started, they were like, this sounds a lot like Nirvana. And he goes, yeah, fuckers, I'm the guy from Nirvana. That's why it sounds like Nirvana. But then someone, again, asking him, like, why he's so successful and all that stuff, and he goes, the thing about it is I'm making music for a living. I'm making a very healthy salary
doing what I love
and making music, and I don't take it too seriously. And they're like, really? You don't take it too seriously? He goes, if I took it seriously, I wouldn't have named the band Foo Fighters. So, I don't know. He's a really cool, famous, down-to-earth, just, like, he's a rock star, but if you saw him on the street, he'd, like, buy you a beer, if you asked him to. Maybe not. I don't know.
You could ask him at Wrigley.
I could, because it'll be, like, just me and him.
Right.
No other people there.
I'm sure you can get close to him, no problem.
You'll be sitting on home plate. I'll be sitting on pitcher's mound.
So,
you guys will be throwing rocks at each other.
What?
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be rocks.
Maybe baseballs.
We can throw baseballs. That's fine.
This is a very intimate concert you're going to.
I don't know why it's at Wrigley.
Just you guys sitting on the field throwing rocks to each other.
He's someone I would
throw rocks with?
Well, he's someone I would let in my house, unlike Shia LaBeouf.
I see. Yeah, I'd hang out with him.
Yeah. Cool guy. So they have a new album out that one of the tracks, Dave Grohl plays drums. He doesn't play drums. I take that back. Dave Grohl is the just backing vocals. Their drummer, Taylor Hawkins, is the lead vocals. And I will give you each like 10 guesses, and you probably won't be able to guess who their drummer is.
No,
who's
right
drumming that song. It's a very famous person, not known for drumming.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Totally going to throw me off.
You want to just tell you?
Plus, I wasn't really listening. What? Just kidding. Yeah, tell
you
us.
Want me just tell you? Yeah. So, Paul McCartney is playing drums on this track.
Wow.
How the hell does Dave Grohl go up to Paul McCartney and say, hey, man, want to play drums?
Probably not like Kermit the Frog, but maybe more like Animal.
Maybe he did, and that's why Paul had to say yes.
He's like, yeah, Kermit, I'm there.
But yeah, Paul McCartney's...
yeah, Kermit, I'm there.
that was pretty good.
Paul McCartney, another guy I'd let in my house.
Absolutely.
Fucking Shia LaBeouf? Nope. No.
I'm glad we've established your standards.
Right. Dave Grohl, Channing Tatum, Paul McCartney.
But you'd only salivate over... Channing Tatum.
I mean, I think. Who wouldn't salivate over Channing Tatum? David probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I never had the chance to, so I wouldn't know.
Here's the thing about Channing Tatum.
Yes, tell us about.
He is a ripped, good-looking guy.
Who's funny.
Who has a really good sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
You don't get that, right? He probably like helps old people across the street too.
It's not fair. He is like the perfect person.
Yeah, I hate fucking Channing Tatum, but he can
no, you love him.
Yeah, he can come to my house.
You love him, but you hate him at the same time. It's a love-hate relationship.
I mean,
you love to hate him,
exactly.
Or hate to love him, or no, neither of those.
No,
words.
First of all, I can't think of a scenario on why any of these people would be coming to my house to begin with.
Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't host. I don't have enough room to host Thanksgiving. Maybe Friendsgiving, but that's at Ben's house. But he's dead,
I don't have enough room to host Christmas. But apparently, I'm doing that. So.
That's fun.
Yeah,
you should record an episode.
Totally
like
should.
The basis to a great like sitcom: Dave Grohl, Paul McCartney,
and
Channing Tatum come over to Grant's house. Hilarity ensues
while Shia LaBeouf is just outside looking through the window. Hey guys, let me in.
He sounds like Kermit too. That's crazy.
All my impressions are Kermit.
Spoiler alert. All his impressions are Kermit.
And then there's Kermit. Girl Kermit. Hey, let me in.
Which is just a little bit higher pitch. But don't tell him I know that secret.
It's weird because your Kermit impression kind of sounds like Ernie from Sesame Street.
You know what?
It's crazy.
Minds are about to be blown. I think it's the same fucking guy.
Shut up.
I'd believe it.
You think Kermit's dressed up as Ernie?
I think
it could be.
Or Ernie's dressed as Kermit.
Oh. But Kermit's so much smaller.
Can we all agree that Bert's a piece of shit?
Totally. He's an asshole.
He's such a jerk.
He is, really is.
Have they come out of the closet yet?
You know, they better.
I'm assuming in this day and age they have.
Before,
but we don't watch this.
I don't want to come off as homophobic, but I'm just going to say this. Bert's not allowed in my house. He can stand outside with Shia. Ernie, by all means, come on in.
Come on in. Bring
it
your
duck.
It
has nothing to do with your sexuality.
He does have a duck. That's nice. I just heard he's got a duck. I'm like,
Ernie, come on in. Bring your duck.
He's got a duck. That's nice of him.
I didn't say he's got a duck. I said bring your duck.
Oh, well, okay.
You know what? I'll go a step further and say, Ernie, you're not allowed in unless you bring your duck.
And take a bath with
him. Shia LaBeouf might be in the shower. So.
That's true.
But not in my house. Right. So, yeah, so, I guess Ernie couldn't have the bath.
Glad we worked that out.
I'm going to have the weirdest party, and everyone's going to be super jealous they weren't invited.
I'm totally going to be there.
Especially Shia.
I'm sneaking in. With a microphone.
All right, so this party consists of me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Charlotte and Brittany should be there, too. They live in my house as
well.
Bert? No, fuck.
No,
I already screwed up the guest list, guys.
Wow, now he thinks he's coming.
Bert, you can't come.
Because he's listening.
No, Bert. First of all, shave the unibrow, and then we'll talk.
Now you're just giving Shy a little bit of
yeah, what is
there,
with the unibrow?
Right?
Sorry, David, I didn't mean to cut
it's
you
okay.
off.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm Italian now. It's okay.
He's distracted by the bag.
Yeah, there's a little bag hanging here from my pole.
can we clean this up a little bit, David?
Sorry. Lapse of judgment there. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Grant's got one, too.
You got a bag,
well,
too.
The thing is your daughter told me that this bag was for my microphone, but then she proceeded to take another microphone out. So that microphone's sitting on the table right there.
Interesting. I didn't think I had four here.
There's usually four of us, but
I know, but
Ben's Santa. I wonder if Ben would let Santa into his house.
I would think so, because he's usually carrying gifts.
I see.
Yeah.
That is a bonus.
Okay, so my party will consist of...
Shia LaBeouf.
No. Okay. So me, Brittany, Charlotte. I'm sorry. Charlotte, Brittany, and I.
Correct. Mm. Channing.
Dave Grohl.
Paul McCartney.
Ernie.
And his duck.
Bert and Shia, they're outside looking through the window. They could be in the vicinity of my house. They're not allowed in. In fact, I'd rather them be there because I want to see them get upset that they're not allowed in, and maybe they'll change their ways and be like, "Why wasn't I invited to the party?"
That's very cynical of you.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe I have to be an asshole for the greater good, because Shia and Bert aren't going to change unless they're not invited to my party.
Why this hatred towards Bert? I mean, I know he's an asshole, but why?
I don't like
so
assholes.
What?
I don't like assholes with unibrows. Like, if he did something productive and good for this world and shaved his freaking unibrow.
You're really upset about the unibrow.
Then I'd be like, you know what? I could look past the fact that you're an asshole.
Okay.
But he was born an asshole. What is he? Is he a bird? What is he? What is that?
What are any of those?
Ernie's an orange dude. But what is Bert? Why is his head shaped like that? That's not right.
Hey, everybody's shaped differently. You can't judge a person just by the shape
and
of their head.
And he wears a cardigan and a turtleneck.
Yeah, that's a little sideways.
Yeah, that isn't weird.
And what's with the poof hair?
Unibrow and a poof. Hey, hold on. My daughter has that same hairstyle.
At least it's all over her head. It's not a little poof right on top of her head. If she was bald. Well,
but
little...
remember, his head comes to a point, so that is all of his head. I'm done defending Bert, by the way.
You know what? I will let Shia in before Bert now.
Wow.
It'll take a lot. Wow. If Shia LaBeouf shows up with Optimus Prime, I have no choice.
Well, yeah.
Like, I got to let him
in.
Well,
now I think low of Optimus Prime if he's hanging out with Shia.
Well,
I mean, if he accepts of him, then you got to start thinking about his morals. Like, what does Optimus Prime think?
I mean, but maybe. I mean, we've all had that friend that we're like, you know what? We'll go along with it. You know, what if Optimus Prime is Shia's plus one on the invite that he didn't get?
He's just ready for when I get that plus one. Oh, wait, not invited.
Or, you know what? Maybe Bumblebee. Because, you know, Optimus Prime, he's awesome, but he's a little too big and bulky for my liking because he's a semi-truck. Mm. Bumblebee is a nice, sleek-looking Camaro. And he can't talk, so instead he just plays music through his mouth. And,
He's witty.
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know, but I love it.
Welcome to Shoot the Stuff. I apologize I got so angry, but you know what?
Bert's an asshole.
You try being friends with Bert, and you'll see where I'm coming from. Bert's a piece of shit. If you have anything you want to shoot, once again, shoot us an email at shootthestuff@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Shoot the Stuff. That's like a Twitter handle. No. Find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Shoot the Stuff. Send us a message. Post on our wall. We don't have a Twitter. Do we have Twitter?
No,
we don't tweet.
It's not worth it until we have somebody following us.
Exactly. So, I don't even have a Twitter, so
yeah,
there's no
me
point.
Neither.
If you have something you want to shoot, if you have something you want us to talk about next week, if you have a random thought that's just eating you away and you want to talk about it but have no one to talk about it with, well, you just listen to this episode so you know there are three people in this world
that need something to talk about.
Exactly. Usually four, but just three tonight because Ben's dead.
Yeah.
With Santa.
With Santa.
Who's not dead.
So, once again, I'm Grant.
I'm Brett.
I'm David.
And we will see you next time, Stuffers. Thanks for listening. We saw